Here's a thought I'll title, Your Way of Seeing the World. An element of, what, of human nature, I guess, that I find constantly amusing is the advice I receive from others about where to go to make a photograph. And once you've identified yourself as a photographer, particularly if you identify yourself as a fine art photographer, the floodgates open. And people have all kinds of suggestions about where you might go in order to make an interesting photograph. What's fascinating to me is twofold. One is I'm getting their opinion about what makes an interesting photograph, but it's supposedly my artwork. And that bumps up against the simple idea that people tend to think that what makes an interesting photograph is an interesting subject. Not an interesting interpretation by the photographer, not a creative way of seeing, but rather a camera as Xerox copy machine record of what the fantastic subject looks like. Once again, I'm back to that old advice from Ted Orland that if you can't make an interesting photograph of a mundane subject, at least make a mundane photograph of a spectacular subject. And that's the way most people think about fine art photography, is go find a fantastic subject and photograph it with whatever skill you have. But of course, the better camera you have, the better photograph you'll make, or so they think. Isn't it interesting that no one ever says why I should make a photograph at the location that they've recommended, or what aesthetic it might need to be, or what my intent could be, or what the content might reveal. No one ever says how this magical location they're recommending might blend gracefully with my other work, or how going to that location they've recommended and photographing it might be insightful for me. The advice is always about location, 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 which, as we all know, is terrific advice for real estate. But I'm not so sure it's good advice for photography. It seems to deny the idea that a photographer's response to the world is what counts. It seems to place all the magic in a photograph in the subject, and we are just copiers. And I guess I've spent my entire life resisting that idea that as photographers, our task is to merely represent what we see as some sort of neutral, transparent entity in the process. I just reject that entire notion because I think photography is a fantastic medium for creative, personal expression. And yes, I might be able to employ creative, personal expression at a location that someone has advised me, but probably not in the way they intended when they made their suggestion that I go to this magical location. It reminds me of the time I was flying to a photography gig in Inner Mongolia, and when we landed in Beijing, I immediately found myself taking abstract pictures of the tar patterns on the tarmac. And my friend who was with me on the trip said, "Geez, Brooks, we're in China. Maybe you should take pictures of China." Yeah, I did, but what first fascinated me was the tar patterns in the tarmac. Photography as an art medium is less about the world than it is about your reaction to the world. How you choose to interpret what you experience, how you choose to share what you've seen, felt, heard, sensed, and can reveal in a photograph. I know when people give me advice about where to go photographing, they're doing so with the best intentions, and I always appreciate their concern and their helpfulness. It's nice. But I've also learned that it's important to be courteous in your response and then let go of their expectations about what your photography might be. It is, after all, your camera, your craft, your vision, your spirit that you're trying to capture in those photographs. And if you don't do it, who else will?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.